Welcome back to IELTS Radio Station. Today, we're exploring a universally familiar and engaging topic, hobbies and free time, perfect for personal expression and varied language use.
Absolutely. We'll cover multiple questions across all three parts of the speaking test, with sample answers ranging from band 6 to band 8, detailed analysis, practical improvement tips, and recommended IELTS sources. Let's start with part 1, casual, everyday questions that reveal personal choices. Question 1, do you have any hobbies or interests?
Band 6, yes, I like listening to music and watching movies.
Band 7, I enjoy reading novels, playing football, and sketching. These hobbies help me relax and stay creative.
Band 8, I'm passionate about painting, football, and photography. Painting sparks creativity, football keeps me active and social, and photography lets me capture meaningful moments.
Question 2. How often do you do those hobbies?
Band 6. I usually read in the evenings and play football at weekends.
Band 7. I paint twice a week, play football every Saturday, and take photos during family outings.
Band 8. I paint 3 times weekly, Saturday afternoons and Sunday evenings, play football with friends on weekends, and pursue landscape photography on monthly countryside trips.
Question 3. Is it important to have hobbies? Why?
Band 6. Yes, hobbies are important because they help you relax.
Band 7. Definitely. They relieve stress, spark creativity, and enhance life satisfaction.
Band 8. Absolutely. Hobbies offer emotional relief, cognitive engagement, and social connection. For instance, painting enhances mindfulness, team sports promote cooperation, and photography sharpens observation and focus.
Great. Now for part 2. Here's the cue card. Describe a hobby you enjoy. You should say what the hobby is, how you started it, how often you do it, and explain why you enjoy it.
Here are 3 band-targeted answers. Band 6 sample. My hobby is painting. I started last year after buying some brushes and paints. I paint on weekends, maybe 2 or 3 times a month, because it's relaxing. I usually paint simple things like flowers or sunsets. I enjoy it because it helps me forget about work, and time passes quickly when I'm painting. Band 7 sample. I enjoy painting watercolor landscapes. I began about 2 years ago after watching a YouTube tutorial which inspired me to try it. These days, I paint around twice a week, usually in the evenings or on Sunday mornings. I find it soothing and a great way to express creativity. I also keep a sketchbook to track my progress. Painting gives me a sense of achievement when I complete a piece that reflects nature or a memory. Band 8 sample. One hobby I'm passionate about is plein air painting, using watercolors to capture outdoor landscapes like parks or riversides. I got into it 2 years ago after watching a YouTube demonstration of plein air artists, and I felt compelled to try it. Now I usually spend about 3 hours painting outdoors every Saturday morning and another couple of hours on Sunday evenings. I pack my easel, watercolors, and paper and head to a local park where I can observe the changing light and colors. This hobby helps me unwind and enhances my observational skills. Seeing subtle shifts in light or cloud formations sharpens my attention. Plus, sharing my finished pieces with friends gives me feedback and encouragement. Painting also connects me with nature and creativity, making it a deeply fulfilling activity.
Thanks. You covered them perfectly. Here are some tips. Start with context. Introduce medium or setting. For example, plein air painting. Include when it started. I began 2 years ago. Specify frequency, every Saturday morning. Use descriptive details,
what your setup includes, what you observe. Explain why it matters. Emotional relief, skills gained, social feedback, and use richer vocabulary. Soothe, observational skills, fulfillment, compulsion, subtle shifts.
Okay, now let's explore deeper questions with structured, band-specific responses in Task 3 of IELTS Speaking.
Question 1. What hobbies are most popular in your country?
Band 6. Gardening and football are popular hobbies among people. Band 7. Gardening remains widespread, and team sports like football and basketball are very common. Additionally, many people enjoy binge-watching TV series in their free time. Band 8. Gardening remains popular, particularly among older adults. Younger generations lean toward football, esports, and streaming series, often blurring the line between watching and social interaction. Moreover, creative hobbies like landscape photography and blogging have grown, reflecting a shift toward digital self-expression.
Question 2. Are there hobbies that might be harmful or wasteful?
Band 6. Some people waste time playing video games or even watching YouTube videos. Band 7. Yes. Excessive gaming or gambling can be harmful in terms of both time and money, and that's something I would never try to do. Band 8. While most hobbies are beneficial, marathon gaming or gambling can lead to addiction, neglect of responsibilities, strained relationships, and financial issues. It's important to strike a balance.
Question 3. Why do people have hobbies?
Band 6. People have hobbies to relax and feel happier. Band 7. Hobbies relieve stress, foster creativity, and build bonds. Band 8. Hobbies serve multiple roles: emotional release, intellectual engagement, and social interaction. Team sports foster cooperation, while solitary hobbies like painting encourage mindfulness and improved focus.
Question 4. How have hobbies changed over time?
Band 6. Today we use computers more. In the past, people did manual activities. For example, they did more crafts or gardening. Band 7. Digital hobbies like gaming and streaming are more common now, whereas traditional hobbies like knitting or gardening were popular in the past. Band 8. Today's hobbies are often tech-centric, such as streaming, gaming, and podcasting, while hands-on hobbies like knitting, woodworking, and gardening still exist but have become more niche pastimes.
Question 5. Can hobbies ever become negative?
Band 6. Yes, if you do them too much or do something that doesn't make you happy. Band 7. Yes, spending too much time on any hobby can negatively affect life balance. Band 8, definitely. Hobbies can become harmful if they develop into obsessions. Excessive gaming might lead to neglecting work or family. Collecting too much can drain finances. Even intense sports without rest risk injury. Balanced engagement is essential. A recent user comment noted, "Spending too much time on the hobby can be harmful because it might cause you to neglect other important responsibilities and lead to burnout."
To excel with hobbies and free time, use personal examples. Describe how you started, how often you do it, and why it matters. Use advanced vocabulary. Decompress, mindfulness, binge watching, esports. Show balance and contrast. Compare modern and traditional, positive and negative aspects. Link ideas with advanced connectors. However, therefore, whereas, for instance.
Practice challenge. Record answers to 5 part 1 questions, a 2-minute part 2, and at least 3 part 3 questions. Focus on structure, fluency,
and including at least 3 advanced phrases and 2 linkers per response.
That wraps up hobbies and free time. Work through the samples, follow the tips, and elevate your speaking band. Next episode, travel and tourism. See you soon, and happy practicing.